Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And welcome back to Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us here each and every week as we just go ahead and stroll along. There's so many interviews we're going to get into, and always amazing when we get some returning guests back. Now, I know my guests here have actually definitely had on our grassroots bargaining series, but, you know, warranting the Blunt Business appearance this time around because there's so much going on with this company. My next guest represents a vertically integrated leader in delivery of retail concepts and cultivations in the Nevada and California markets initially, but now also expanding into Illinois. And now we're going to talk quite a bit about their presence being known in the state of Florida where I'm at. I'm here with the founder and co-CEO of Planet 13, Larry Scheffler. Larry, thanks for being on.
Well, it's good to be with you. See you again. How have you been?
Doing well. Florida is growing a lot. You know, just the heat's over, the summer kind of like is winding down. And I see the market just ready to go. Because, I mean, there's a lot of great storefronts, a lot of great stores that are opening up. You're seeing all popping up everywhere. And I think there's a lot of motivation and interest.
Well, I think
it leads me. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, it leads me to my point about Florida because most recently, Planet 13 announced that you're entering into a membership interest purchase agreement, acquiring all the ownership interests of VitaCann, which is quite a prominent chain of medical marijuana treatment centers around the state of Florida. So you have this now, and it's a lot of stores to bring into play. First, initially, let me just ask you about the acquisition and expansion to Florida of VitaCann. I know when we talked before on grassroots marketing a while back, you had talked about the plans to get into Florida and bring in the superstore model, but now we have this. Initially, just talk to me about where this is the first thing that we see now announced about your interest in Florida.
Well, Florida is, of course, one of the only states in the United States that you have to be vertically integrated from seed to sale. Right. Almost every other one, you know, it's you can buy from other growers, cultivators, and so on. So it's a lot more money to invest when you have to be vertically integrated. We do want to do the superstore, and we will once it passes recreational, hopefully in November of 2024. But we had to wanted to get in and get our feet wet in a very strong way. So we have all of our basic grow facility, production facility, all done and operating. With the 26 stores that we acquired and the 4 that we're building, we'll be at about 30 stores now at the end of the year when we close with VitaCann. They all also operate they have 1 million square feet of nursery, and they've already developed 250,000 square feet of a grow facility along with high-end production and so on. So we've been over there a number of times. We've looked at a bunch of opportunities, other people in Florida. But to find the right culture that meets our needs and our direction, we're going to Planet 13, is so hard to find. We're so excited with with David and Mark, the co-owners of VitaCan, on the way, they think about business, the way they've been conservative, now spend their money foolishly, the debt they had on when we're buying them. All of those coupled together just makes them a perfect partner for Planet 13. We just had a tremendous amount of false starts. Thankfully, a bunch of bullets we've dodged as we look at, potential partners conservatively. We think this is a fantastic marriage for us putting our two companies together.
So let's make this, we're going to go and connect everything together real quick just to make all the context in. 26 stores they already have in place. You have four superstores that are being in process right now in the queue.
Let me just correct. Superstores.
Oh, there are going to be four Planet 13 stores.
They're Planet 13 neighborhood stores called. We won't start a superstore. It doesn't make any sense. Have recreational.
I see.
And that will be totally Miami. Yeah, first one probably in Miami, second in Orlando, and third in probably Tampa.
Now, Larry, I'm always used to seeing the big superstores in California and Las Vegas. When I think of Planet 13, that's why you can see my confusion right there, because I'm always used to the superstore model. But with this here, I've never really had a really chance to go and ask about that part. But the differentiation about that of the superstore model that people have really well known, and then also creating that neighborhood store model. When you look at this, you've already talked to me about if you've already kind of gone in and already have a blueprint put in place, what VitaCan's already put into place, and just, reformatting it. Like, what is it that you feel like is going to be the change in Florida when these stores switch to Planet 13? What is it that you look to go ahead and do with them differently?
The biggest part is marketing with a known Planet 13 name. A lot of people don't really know the name VitaCan. They do know Planet 13 everywhere. And they have stressed to us that they love our marketing, that they are of limited experience on. They've really been a nursery group before they got into the marijuana business. So with our vast way we've had to market Planet 13 throughout the world to come here to Las Vegas, we just had some tremendous success, and they want to parlay into that success. They know it can help a lot. They're probably only at half of the value, or the annual sales of the average store, medical currently in Florida. Even if we just went up to the average sales through our marketing techniques, we would double their sales that we bought them at. So we see a lot of potential on the upside for that. We think we can even do more than that, than just doing the average sales. We'll slowly rebrand and change a few things at their stores. But they have many great locations. We sent a team over there, and they've gone to every location that's there in Florida. Great group, great grow, like I said, great culture. We're just excited as ever. We think it's probably the very lucky people to talk them into.
I remember when I talked to you back was for MJBiz 2021 and their coverage there. And I remember you were talking about when you were looking and scouting Florida for stores before this even came to be, but you were also looking and you took a lot of time to get a good knowledge of the area, all the major cities, especially when you're talking about Orlando, Tampa, Miami, if you will. That was one of the things you looked at. And obviously VitaCan, I followed them and I see all their stores driving around. They have great locations and they're in good spots with a lot of traffic going through. So they definitely have that down. And if it's a matter of just being able to go ahead and put the Planet 13 name out there, and the level of marketing and branding that your team has done in other markets, I can only imagine where that goes. When you looked at that, you look, of course, when you're talking about the superstores, the potentially rich, when it becomes recreational, you're going to look at markets. Was that one of the things that really took into account because of the stores, where they were located, that they just had the right footprint in place?
That's a big part of it, but a big part of it that nobody even thinks about, or really people talk about as much as maybe we should. We do, because we're so conservative. So, and that's looking at how much taxes do you owe to the IRS? We had another group we were looking at, and as we found out at the end, and almost kept hiding it for a while, is They owed $125 million in taxes to the IRS. You've got other public companies, I won't put any names out there, that owe $325 million to the IRS alone.
Yeah.
They're not paying their taxes because there's no money to raise to keep their funding their companies. So they're taking from the IRS and paying their 7% interest to them, of course, which is better than going to the mezzanine lender and paying 14, 16, 18%. But then, of course, they still owe another lot of them, $400 or $500 million besides the IRS taxes. So the debt is crippling. That is what Vidacan did not have. They have just very limited debt and all their taxes are paid up. It's fantastic what they've done, how conservative they've kept their company and not overspent on anything and got themselves in trouble.
Very true. I mean, there's only so many stores or for any chains that are around. There's really, we're down to mostly, definitely less than about a half dozen companies prominently now with stores located that you're going to find that are synonymous in the Florida market. With that said, there's a lot of changes that are going on. We know you just made mention of November 2024. Important note, because of the fact that in the state of Florida, we have enough petitions signed right now for, Safe and Secure Florida. The petitions are being made, and now the Supreme Court is looking to go ahead and finalize the possibility that we're going to see recreational cannabis available on the to be voted for by amendment in the 2024 Florida state elections coming up. Same time as presidential elections, so everybody hopefully get out and vote, and specifically vote yes on adult use marijuana in the state. I know the state of Florida wants it. The support is overwhelmingly in favor of it, so we're just waiting on that. And one of the things that's also helping out in terms of the restrictions we still have in place is that Florida right now is making some changes, and that was by way of U.S. health regulators recommending the eased restrictions, the DEA restrictions on giving cannabis, giving Florida companies fair and favorable tax banking benefits. And that was the part where they're talking about descheduling.
Yep.
Regulating the scheduling from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which would, again, favorable tax and banking benefits, Section 280E would be removed, would no longer be applied to cannabis companies. We're all hoping that something's going to come from that. It's a recommendation that DEA would have to go and review this as well and see if it becomes something. But I think HHS was the ones that recommend this. We're looking at right now, this could be very come across. And according to your team, Planet 13 believes this will lead to more employment in states like Florida, where there are already almost 600 medical marijuana dispensaries, and it would make the industry a massive contributor to Florida employment and economic development. So expand on that. If the realistic expectations that the DEA, these restrictions from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, and if you could tell me, what does it mean for a company like Planet 13? How does it benefit?
Well, first of all, it's life-changing in regards to the punishing 280E tax laws.
Yes.
Where when it's on Schedule 1, we have roughly a 20 to 21% additional tax to the IRS that no other business has in the United States, right? And that's usually the amount, 20 to 25%. That's the profit of most companies. We have to pay that in additional taxes to the IRS. Once that, of course, it goes away, again, not only life-changing there, but when we can accept credit cards, we'll have roughly a 25 to 30% increase in sales. That's, of course, at least in Las Vegas. When the tourists are coming here and they'll say, you know, I can use my credit card, I'll pay for it later, I'm on vacation, I'm having fun. Instead of having to go to an ATM and take the cash out, that a lot of people don't have that extra cash that they want to spend, but they will spend it on the credit card. So with that, with the safe banking that everybody needs, with because we pay exorbitant fees to banks now because it's on Schedule 1 and they have to do so much extra paperwork. So with all of these things together, it literally is life-changing for the cannabis industry. So I think you'll see the whole sector rise back up like it was in 2021.
Yeah,
when Democrats promised with all the contributions they wanted from us, and we all donated, you know, across the country to help them out, they were going to do safe banking, and then they all dumped on us and didn't do a thing. I'll do it next year. Oh, I'm busy now. And that's what happened. And then it dumped.
With the fight that you had, that every state has with the illicit market, the fact that, you know, even just not just Florida, but I mean, let's talk about California, your superstore over there. you know, was it 15% excise tax along with another 8.25% up to in sales tax as well. Like the, if the taxes were able to be taken down significantly in California, all those companies that are hemorrhaging money right now could get some kind of relief.
Yeah, and so many are hemorrhaging money, as you probably know. We get three or four calls every week. You know, back in 2021, we were looking around. Everybody wanted cash, cash. And a year later, they'll take half cash, half stock. Now it's, I'll take all stock. Please, just buy my company. But of course, as you look into it, you find out they owe so much debt, they're grounding. It doesn't even make sense to take it over for stock. So that's where we're very selective to make sure that it's going to fit our culture. I mean, I think we're the, I know we're the only public company in the United States, cannabis company, that has zero debt and $42 million in the bank. So we've been very conservative that way. We treat the money like it's our money. I don't care if it's public money or not. We treat it like, some people don't. It's, oh, it's public money. Let's buy this. We got chastised for quite a few years. We weren't spending money fast enough. We weren't growing fast enough. And now, you know, the chickens come back to roost. So look what's going on.
So we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, Larry, I want to go ahead and get more into a lot of other things that Planet 13 has in the works. First of all, we'll delve a little more into Florida, what that means for the market there and the potential of a 2024 ballot initiative being passed by supermajority by the voters of Florida, and what significant difference that's going to make for Planet 13, obviously to build those superstores, right? Plus,
yep.
In Las Vegas, we got to talk about the fact you now are delving into what's being very popular in Las Vegas and Nevada, the consumption lounges into play. Planet 13 is about to be into that as well. So much more. I'm here with Larry Scheffler, founder, co-CEO of Planet 13. Back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back on here with Larry Scheffler, co-CEO and founder of Planet 13. And, you know, I always got to do this when I always have Larry on. Canadian Securities Exchange, ticker PLTH. You can look for Planet 13 Holdings, planet13holdings.com. Everything about locations, everything for the investor side, if you want to take a look at that, planet13lasvegas.com. And really quickly, what's the website if we want, and for those that want to go and look for locations, and just the consumer side, what is the best place to go?
Planet13.com.
All right, planet13.com. We'll go with that. And let's get back into Florida. And what you've done before the break, we were talking about how your team has now purchased and is acquiring the whole chain of VitaCann stores in the state of Florida, putting the footprint to be set up to be 30 Florida stores, capacity up to 60 dispensaries, and you have a state-of-the-art cultivation and processing facility also in part of all this. We talked about the DEA possibly easing restrictions from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which would be a great godsend for the cannabis industry. But with Florida, we know that's the next market that if it gets the domino drops and we get to recreational or adult use in the market. We already saw what it's done to New York and New Jersey this last year, the implementation of cannabis in that market and how much revenue is being made. So Vanx put out a jobs report talking about how the state of Florida has the fourth most cannabis jobs among all legal states and the largest among the medical only use states. And Florida's continued a double digit growth. They now have an extra 324,000 medical marijuana patients in 2022. As of 2023, February, 781,000 total registered right now. That's more than the entire population of North Dakota. And sales revenue has increased 23% to $1.8 billion. And that's creating most likely 3,000 more new jobs. So all these changes, you know, the reports are positive. Getting into the market as you are, positioning is positive. Are all these moves definitely, you feel like these moves are being made, you're making now, or your team's making, is because it's inevitable the amendment's going to pass in Florida we're going to get recreational in 2024.
Well, if it gets to go through and the AG doesn't pull some trick out of their, you know, out their sleeve, which everything we've been talking about so far is nonsensical. If the people want to vote on it, what are you scared of? Let the people vote on it. I agree with you. It will pass overwhelmingly if it gets on the ballot. I think it will get on the ballot. I just hope that the AG doesn't keep pushing, trying to, and we know they're doing, the person's doing it right now, trying to stop the vote. We're very excited about our next superstore. Again, we're excited because we think the best market in the country is going to be Florida, period. With your tax laws, with the Cannabis Control Board in Florida, the way they handle things, with 120 to 140 million visitors coming to Florida. Vegas only gets 50 million, and we're happier than heck about what happened here. We have located a site for our first superstore in the Miami area. We've got an actual, a large commercial group, one of the largest commercial groups in the country that actually searched us out, wants us to be down there in a location for an anchor. We've gone down and toured the site three times now. Very excited about it. If it passes, that literally will be our first superstore site. And we just think it's going to be fantastic for Planet 13 when we do it.
So all we're waiting right now, everything's being said when it comes to the proposed constitutional amendment. It's under review by the Florida Supreme Court. Enough signatures we've already talked about. The court has to make sure the ballot item is written so it addresses a single subject and is clear to voters. And, you know, it was recently Miami Herald just put out a really big op-ed about that in support, basically. Say, let's go ahead and let the voters vote on this. Enough of all is going on. Like you mentioned, the Florida Attorney General in court papers is urging, Ashley Moody, by the way, has urged the justices to reject the language as misleading. Yeah, whatever her comments are null and void and the ballot gets to go out there, the voters get a chance to go, it should go that way. If the voters get this in front, dollars of donuts, I think it passes. No problem. And that will be one of the victories we get in the 2024 election. I really feel like that. And that's what everybody hopes for, right?
Right.
Now, let's talk about Nevada, Larry. So back in Las Vegas, you got the superstore there. And now your team has also announced the first Nevada State Consumption Lounge license, as your Planet 13's recently announced Cannabition is now scheduled to open up in quarter one 2024, in the same time frame as Planet 13's Consumption Lounge. So what can you tell me about entering the Consumption Lounge market? I know we've talked to a number of people here on this program and on Grassroots about the Consumption Lounge process. I know there have been a lot of things in terms of permits and who's been allowed to go ahead and get the licensing and who's been able to, what they've been able to do, what you've been able to do within the Consumption Lounges in terms of drawing in, you know, people into the venues. And also competing where you get the chance to put these consumption lounges together first before any of the major casino hotels get involved. They're at least giving consumption lounges like yours that chance before, you know, the Resorts World or the Harrah's or the Bally's or the Caesars Palaces of the world get involved in all this.
Right. And then ours, again, will be the largest one in the state. Ours will be about 3,000 square feet. That's larger than most dispensaries themselves. Mm-hmm. And again, most dispensaries are all in strip malls. You know, they're very limited on how they can attach a smoking lounge to their site. If they're lucky, maybe they can get 500 or 1,000 square feet. It's limited, more limited parking. With our 3,000 square feet, and it'll be over the top as much as Planet 13 is over the top. It will be special inside. We just have had meetings here every 3 days on getting all the fine-tuning done. We're about 95% done on our design. And it really is over the top from the time you enter the thing and how you enter it to once you're in there, what's going on inside. It'll have everything from the old Pac-Man games as you sit down and play pinball machines to all kinds of video displays, photo moments inside. It just VIP areas, which you can rent little areas to for the VIPs. it just really is going to be a special place, along right next to then the Cannabis Museum, which is a 14,000 square foot interactive museum. That's the only first spot that we've actually leased to a group out of New York. They're investing millions of dollars on internal build out after we build the gray shell. So they've committed very, very heavily to it, along with the largest bong in the world in the hallways. As you enter the new grand hallway, we're extending the hallway, if you know Planet 13, and a lot of people have been here, about another 125 feet, another grand entrance on the other end. We've just secured 6 acres from a lease from the Nevada Department of Transportation. We now have 800 parking spaces on the site. So we're really ready for the crowds, even with a lot of them come Uber, Lyft, and taxis anyway. But we're pretty much trying to time it right, just like time it and build it right, just like you would a hotel casino.
Yeah. So, I mean, are there any thoughts about what you see of the other consumption lodges being built in the area? What will stand? Obviously, the Planet 13 name will stand out, and cannabis already being in place.
Well, everything I've seen so far, it's really more like a little hookah lounge, right?
Right.
You know, not a lot of design or anything, but again, they're limited in space anyway. So it's kind of like Planet 13 to every other dispensary in town. They're 2,500 square feet, roughly average. Same as ours was the first one we built at Sunset Indicator called Medicine. They're all about the same size. So I wish them all well.
Yeah.
We just are always on a different level on how we think. Everybody wants to be entertained, and it's our job to entertain them. And that's what we do. And if it impresses Bob and I when we're building it, we think everybody else will be impressed too on the craziness, the entertainment value of each venue that we built.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and move on. We're going to go to another break, and when we wrap things up, we're going to go ahead and continue here with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13. Planet13.com, Planet13.com. We'll talk more about some recent collaborations, really, you know, connecting with the stars and putting some great campaigns together out there. We're going to talk about that with Larry Scheffler once more back here on Blunt Business with final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
We're in the home stretch with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13. Larry, I'm always amazed with all the work that your team's doing and everything you've gotten to work on. But again, being in California, being in Vegas, now also doing the work in Florida and Illinois, it's just continuous growth. I want to go ahead and do a whole wrap up of that just to get some more idea of what the plans are. But one of the things that was fascinating that your team did is, so Grammy Award winning artist Miguel, his song Sure Thing was a 2011 hit, a smash hit, and TikTok basically made it very viral. And the song relaunched once again into the ether. And now everybody's all into Miguel. He's performing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas in September. And one of the things is he actually launched a cannabis beverage brand that's available in Planet 13, Calvara. And there was a campaign that was set up where drinks were given out at the event or in the stores. And customers got a chance to enter or win a grand prize, a meet and greet with Miguel, and 2 tickets for the event in Las Vegas. So, and I know that Planet 13's always done a number of things with brands and a lot of the really great campaigns going on. And this is one that's very prominent that I saw that really just stood out to me. What can you talk about so far about the opportunities to collaborate, say, with those, with stars or influencers, with the brands you're able to work with and what you're able to do? Because we've always talked about what that superstore experience, what the things that you can do that other dispensaries might not be able to do.
And started, I guess, with Mike Tyson carrying his brand.
Yeah.
You can come here about every quarter and do signings. A fantastic guy, very respectful.
Yeah.
Love the guy. From that to Cheech and Chong that come here and do signings because we carry their brand. And now to Miguel. And Miguel is special in his own way, really a dedicated cannabis enthusiast.
Yeah.
He's getting so involved with us. He's even where we're going to use him and collaborate with him to do a concert in the either late fall or early spring, just like we did the Snoop Dogg one here about 5 or 6 months ago in our back parking because we have so much room. And so we're working with Miguel on that. The Calabara project, we're excited as ever to be working with him. He's just such an enthusiastic guy, a regular guy to us.
Yeah.
And but so dedicated to the his product. So we're excited about Miguel and how he's going to be working with us. So we're going to work with him, and we couldn't be happier.
So let me go and wrap things up with you, Larry. What is the plan overall when it comes to Florida? We were talking about quite a bit about Florida at the beginning of the show, but now once we get into play, what can you tell us about when you how the plan is to go ahead and once everything's finalized with VitaCann, what the Planet 13 rollout is going to look like in Florida?
Well, it's going to stay as a neighborhood store. Again, that by the end of the year, we'll have 30 neighborhood stores. We'll slowly re-label and market the 26 stores currently that they have into Planet 13 stores, get our marketing through and use our great name we think we built up. We're going to keep going from there to probably in the next year after that, from 10 to 15 more stores, neighborhood stores. And then we're so excited that we got to get this recreational pass for 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I think we will. I think we'll finally get there. And then that's the whole thing that keeps our juices flowing, Bob and I. We get everything done and we get a little bit bored because it's running so smoothly. We have such a great team. Our excitement is looking at what's new. How are we going to entertain the people and how are we going to design the whole thing in Florida? We've got some good ideas, but that's the excitement we like. And we're just looking forward to getting over there and creating something like Planet 13, but over there. And everyone's going to be a little bit different. You're not going to see a stamped out process from Planet 13 Las Vegas because every locale has its own color involved in. So we've got to do what's it like in Florida? What is the culture like? What is the neighborhoods like? The history like? And we'll kind of incorporate some of that into there. It won't all be Vegas Planet 13, but it will be special when we're done, and people want to come and see it. It'll be an entertainment value of one of a kind.
I honestly think Planet 13, it's going to be a good. Well, what I see in the Florida market, a lot of the companies here, they want to definitely go into more of that medical kind of like. They look like they're a medical facility, and they definitely feel that feel of it, the way they look. It's just the color schemes, the says they're set up. That works for the Florida market. But somebody to come in with some splash and really come into the market and just give it a different feel to it, it's like, well, let me put it like this. Once Wawa came into Florida, it's like a different world. It's like this wonderful out of this world place that we never thought we'd get here. That and the fascination with the Bucky stores down here for whatever reason. But I'll tell you, I think that's what we're going to get out of this. And I think that with the Florida market, recreational, I mean, look, everybody can talk about New York all they want this year. And it's well-deserved to do. A lot of things are being done great over there. People are excited about it. But I think the excitement, momentum, anticipation for Florida flipping the switch to recreational is going to be game-changing. I think people are going to be really excited about that. I think people really want to be in this market and have that opening because it's been, again, coming up on 8 years of having a medical, we got a pretty good market already set in the place. Again, almost 600 dispensaries in spot. Everybody's got it around them, and make that switch. And I'll tell you, it's going to be amazing to see that. I love that Planet 13 is going to be embedded in the market, well entrenched for that time to come.
But I think you just described it really good. The medical ones are more like a medical, pharmaceutical, general. It's okay. It's an average. We want to put a different, it won't be a superstore in every small location, neighborhood store. Well, we want to put something special in each one. We don't know what they all are yet. We're looking at all kinds of things, but something special going. Did you see that wall? Did you see the way they treated this? Did you see these person? Something in each store every store will be a little bit different, but we love that creativity. We love coming up with it. And that's what we want to try and do again, to be a little clear on the neighborhood stores in Florida.
Hey, congratulations, Larry. You and Bob, great work you do at Planet 13. Love to follow the story. That's why we keep having you on a regular basis. So love the chance to go ahead and talk about this. This is great news for state of Florida. And we'll definitely keep in touch because I'd like to see what goes on with Florida. And, definitely visit one of the stores once it's all green lit, ready to go. So again, Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13, planet13planet13.com. And anything else you want to leave us with in terms of any other announcements we should be keeping an eye out on?
Yeah, no, just watch us grow. And thank you very much for reaching out again to us. And I enjoy being on your show. Thank you very much.
And my pleasure, Larry. Thank you for always coming on. We'll definitely go ahead and keep in touch, and we'll do another one of these again. And listeners, thank you for listening. As always, The Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.